Beis Hashem with Alochas Ike V'Tofel, which will start Beis Hashem this week. Beis Hashem next week will continue. This is a halacha that even big Rosh Hashivas have to know. Is many Shailas. The Bachar goes over to the Rosh Hashiva and asks him a Shailas. It's a serious Shailas, Dini Momenus. It's a serious Shailas, Hilcha Shabbos. No, so Shiva can say it. It's a Shver Shailas. No, the ending. Comes over here by Ike V'Tofel. So the Bachar goes over to the Rosh Hashiva and says, Rebbe, what Bachar da make of the Shnetzel? It's a Shver Shailas. He says to him, Slicha, what Bachar did you make? And then he has a problem. So the mindset that comes to Ike V'Tofel, maybe more than other halachas, you possibly have to know these halachas. You possibly have to know what's going on. You have to know the Metzius as well, Beis Hashem, which we'll try to go into in different tachan. But if you know the Klolim, basically you can understand the main halachas. Now Beis Hashem is what we're going to work on. I'm not going to be giving you lists and examples of all the different, you know, foods, and Beis Hashem, there's so many of them. Possibly just to go through the Yesodus, to go through the Klolim of the halachas, so that if a Shaila comes up on your own, if you know the Klolim, if you know all the Yesodus, then Beis Hashem, you'll be able to answer the Shaila all by yourself. The Makaris for the halachas of Ike V'Tofel, we have two Mishnayos. The first Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Brochas Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara says over there, the Mishnah says over there, Evi Lofonov, Meliach Tchila, Upas Imoy, Mavorach Ala Meliach, Upoite Es Ha Pas, Ha Pas Tfeila Loi, Zeh Aklaz of the Gemara, called to Iker the Imoy Tfeilim of Baruch and Iker Poitat. The Mufush Mishnah, Mufush Gemara in Baruch's Memdal. That if you have something called the Iker, something called the Tofel, maybe you make a Baruch on the Iker, and the Tofel is already covered with the Iker's Baruch of Pashtus. That's the story number one. Number two, the Mishnah in the Baruch's Membe says as follows: Baruch Ala Pas, Poitat Esapapere. So again, another Mishnah Mufush, that if I have two Zachim, and I make a bracha on one, so the bracha that I make on this covers that one, and maybe I don't have to make a bracha on the other food. It's a basha. So Tosfos, what's the chiddush? So Tosfos is a tremendous insight. So Tosfos, we know that pas, normally we discussed this previously, a person eats pas, and then he goes on to eat many other things, so everything he eats, Tosfos Suda, is talking ki'ilu to the pas, right? It's actually many achreinim learn that when you have a drink, when you eat a piece of schnitzel, the Tochas Suda, so it works mikoyach ikka v'tofel. The Ainu, the pas is the ikka, and every single thing in the meal is already the tofel. What's matam ikka v'tofel? Yesha even a different mahalach, but I can probably match how many achoinim learn it as ikka v'tofel. Imkay, we know that Zuktosis, pas is always the ikka, everything is the tofel. Zuktosis, here the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush. What's a chiddush? That pas can actually be a tofel. Tremendous chiddush. Who would have thought that pas being such a choshev azach, choshev amaycha, which is mamish ikka of what we eat, as an echanamis of Tosis has got a din of a tof, a very shaken Tosis. So one thing is claw number one is that ikka of a tofah we know, but even more, a piece of bread can actually be tof. This already we know from the Gemara, we know from the Mishnayos over there. What's the longest behind ikka of a tofah? What's the svara behind it? How does it work? So Rav Aaron Amen in the Chidushim, in Chedek Aleph, Simon Aleph, has a Chakira in Hilchas Ikka V'Tofel like this. He asks as follows: is it the Pshat that when you take an Ikka and you take a Tofel, and the Tofel does not require a Bracha, it's Ki'ilu bottled to the Ikka, it doesn't need a Bracha B'chalal, Mimela, I make a Bracha on the Ikka, and everything else is bottled to that, I don't have to make a Bracha on the Tofel B'chalal, or is the Pshat no? The eggs and the Tofel needs a Bracha, novice. Once I'm eating it together with an ikka, so ikilu is covered by the broch on the ikka. That's the shayla. Right? Enough comedians, we'll see in a moment. But our component, that's the shayla, and then it brings down the chubas, a chakira, hilchas ikka, v'tofel. The maisa, the chazan ish, the simul chav zayin ois test writes, it can't be, says the chazan ish, that when you have an ikka and you have a tofel, that the tofel is potter in ganzen from a brocha. Can't be such a thing that I have an item of food that is completely potter from making a brocha. Elamayz the chazan ish, it must be the pshat that when I have an ikka and I have a tofel, zut the chazan ish, the tofel loses its brocha but becomes the brocha of the ikka. If the tofel loses its bracha and becomes the bracha of the ikka, so now I have two foods with one bracha. And we know if you have two foods with one bracha, you make one bracha. As a portion, as a shteit in chazanish. Agav, they're very important ha'or over here. People often think, right, and I've spoken about this before, and people say to me, I don't understand. What's the big deal? Just take the two items out and make a separate bracha. You have a fruit salad. No, you have a shayla. You make our eggs and make our dog. Mabaya. Take out the eights, make out eights, that's Kedimah Sabrochus. Take out the Adonah, make Adonah. What's the big deal of a Stichah? But according to how Chazan Ish is learning Pshat in the Lomdus of Ikeh V'Tofel, you won't be able to do that. Because the Pshat is that this, whatever it is, this piece of apple that's Tofel for whatever reason, does no longer require her eights. If Pasha gets a bracha, how do of the bananas? So you can't just take it out and make her eights. Well, a lot of people think it's eights, it's to take out two separate ones, make two brachas again, and now eat whatever you want. It doesn't work that way. Pasha, I've been the longest of the Chazan Ish. The pshat is that the part, the tofel has become the bracha of the ikah. And therefore, if that's the case, you can't simply separate. We'll speak about different eights based on Shem. Where does the Chazan Ish learn this? Where's the Makar of the Chazan Ish? So there's a Tosus in Rochus Mem Dalet. Tosus over there says like this. Very, very negated shayla. Says Tosus, what happens in a case where the tofel wasn't in front of me b'shas myself? I had no das in the tofel, and it wasn't b'fonav. It wasn't in front of me on the table. What's the halacha? So Duk Tosus over there, the halacha is it's not butter. The hainu needs its own bracha, because you never, obviously, it's no shayla, right? To the ego. So the chazan ish, if the lomdus of tofel is, then when you eat the tofel together with the ikah, it loses the shein bracha, has no chiyuv bracha b'chalal. So as Tosfos is getting busy with this case, it's tofel. Well, I've come in, there isn't even doesn't need a bracha. Elamais of the Chazon Ish from Tosfos, Parshat Pshat must be, be'etzem a tofel needs a bracha. Which bracha? Oh, so now it gets it into the ikah. The main one, it didn't get covered by the ikah. In the case over here of Tosfos, when it wasn't daita and it wasn't b'fanov, oh, then an achanami needs its own bracha. Now, Baal will have to give Spain a very important shayla, which is not going to be, I don't know if we're going to get to it time today, but it's a very choshev shayla of people that eat the tofel before the ikah. Right, you have such a case, for example, you have a nice chocolate cake, right? Making a nice chocolate sponge cake. And on top you take nice icing. What do? The kids take their finger, and they lift the icing. Say Mutter Osa, the Hain. Which bracha are they going to make, what do you think? Does it need a bracha? Which bracha do they make? It's initially poshut. I mean, it's the same thing. The same is Hadamah, Ha'ich, you can get to different shayla. It's a very negative situation. You get a melon sometimes, right? You get a melon for an hors d'oeuvre, and on top of the melon, they put a cherry. Whatever. No. You eat. So, what do you do first? You take the cherry, you eat it. Mechatesa. What bracha are you making such a thing? Who said it needs an eight? Maybe it is Hadamah. Yeah, it's always serious shayla. We'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem, when we discuss eating the tofel before the ikah. Kaponim, that's the pshat in Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe has a similar truth in Rechaim, Chedidah, similar membase. And he writes, it's a double poshet borrowed from the Loshon HaMishnah, like the Yisrael of the Chazon Ish. What's the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says before, we read it before. Revarach ala ikah, or poite es ha-tofel. Zog Rav Moshe, it's mashmah from the Mishnah, that every single tofel be'etzem did require a bracha. You need a bracha when you have a tofel in front of you. Oh, but since I made a bracha on the ikah, it was covered by that. As I state in Rav Moshe, Rav Shaimik Zatzal learned this mahalach as well, this is the Maisa, the mahalach of Roy Poiskim, is that the Essen Tofel requires a bracha, just it happens to be that it was covered by the bracha of Agav. The Ramah tells us the halacha, in similar issues based in Rav Chaim, that not only does bracha, the Ikav Tofel apply to bracha with Shaina, but it also applies to bracha Choyna. That means, if I'm going to be having a Michael that's made up of two things, and the bracha goes b'asa the ikah, the bracha achloina will also go b'asa the ikah. Now here it gets complicated. Let's say for example, let's take an example, just something we haven't discussed, chult. Right? You have got there meat, potatoes, beans, and barley. Right? Mustomi, you have to make what? You have to make a mezonos. Why? I don't know, we'll get into it. What bracha achloina do you make? So here it's not going to be so poshut. Because in Achanami you made a mezonos originally, I'll stick up a tofel. But the bracha achloina, unless you had the kazayas today, it's pras. Which generally you don't, unless you eat gishko, unless there's a lot of barley in there, senachanami, then the case will be, you will not be making alamichya. But that's already a side issue that we'll discuss at a later stage. Move on back. Let me explain to you now this nafkamina la halacha. Very interesting. We mentioned a moment ago again, Chazon Ish. Ika, tofel, two foods. The tofel be'etzem requires the bracha. However, it's this part of the bracha that I make on the ika. What's the halacha in the following case? Take a case like this. What happens if I'm eating the ikah and I don't have the tofel in front of me and I have no das to eat it? No dogma. Yeah, make yourself a coffee. You make yourself a black coffee. I don't want to have milk. Well, I don't want to have milk. Either there's no more milk left in the base medrash. So no. So we'll manage with the black coffee in Ishkavel. Number two, I'm within 6 hours of meat. No, I'm not allowed to have milk. Good. So I make myself a coffee, a black coffee. Number one, there's no milk around. Say no. Number two, I'm within 6 hours. Good. all of a sudden the gaba comes out, bam, we found a bag of milk. What do you think? I'll put the milk inside. Does it need a new bracha? I made the bracha on the coffee a minute ago, right? Thinking, this is my coffee. All of a sudden the milk comes along, I pour it inside, maybe I need a new bracha. Is there shaitas? Ask that question number one. Question number two. I made myself a coffee, and nice hot coffee, nice hot tea. All of a sudden, the taxi beeps outside. Oh, gotta run, gotta go. I know it's time for shakras, whatever it may be. Now, I probably can't drink this coffee so quickly. I can't drink the tea. So what I do, I'm in the middle of it, right? Boom, hot. I push a go to the sink, and I fill up some cold water. Does that water need a bracha or not? I already made a bracha on the tea. Now it's tofu. But hold on a second. I never knew about this tofu. The shaft, when I made the broth on the tea and the coffee originally, I didn't know I'm going to have this drink. I didn't know I want this water, milk, whatever it is inside. You made a paskin road post, you have to make a brand new broth on whatever you put inside. What's the chat? Pasha Tosis, Hazanish, Rubosha. If the whole you sowed is the top of being potter because it becomes Nichalal in the Brava Ika, that's only if it was there, Vishas Meister, Bafana, or you knew about it, Daito, was Ruggle Bakap, you normally do it. You normally put cold water in. You normally add more milk. That's the Seder. Mashaikin in the case here where it's clear to you that I was not going to add any water, any milk, the Meister, Shreem, Zalman, Paskin, Zalofa, you have to make a new Brava. The Masha Ain came.
And water there ready, just adding water.
This water never had any bracha to it. I forget. I'm only going to have this cup. That, unless you're stamdas. Let's say without the sugars of stamdas. Leaving out the sugar of stamdas.
You put in the same bin, you have to stamdas and work on
it. Love Dafka. It calls when you got it inside you. No, but it's the ikka of a toffle. That's the ikka of a toffle. The ikka is over here. Now I'm adding a toffle to the coffee. Toffle to the water. Remember, water, coffee. This is stamdas. No, okay. Same. Masha ain't cane. Let's move on, Masha ain't cane. Another case which Shmuel Zalman deals with, actually in Shmuel Shabbos, and that is what happens if I make myself a tea with sugar. Yeah, I put sugar in, I start drinking it, then I have, there's not enough sugar, I need to add more sugar. So very tiny is a bad you have to make a new bracha. That's posh, why not? Because here it's a double portion. I wanted to make myself a coffee or a tea with sugar. I posh didn't know there was not going to be enough sugar. If I would have known, I would have put in more to begin with, and then that's a double portion, don't make a new bracha. We're leaving out Hilva Stamdas. We're talking about Ikka B'Tofel. I've copied the longest of what we said of Ikka B'Tofel. If the Ikka... Then our Stamdas would have to come onto it. Because if you're still holding the ends of the original food, then even if you go right, if you don't have to have it. Look at that. We can't tell us Tofel yet to begin your problem.
What if you have a second time, another cup of coffee?
Well, that's a whole different child. Then I'm doing this. That's a whole different child. Henshuk Achila. Oh, that's a whole thing. You can't go into that. Okay.
But the milk is
a little bit.
The case of the milk.
Oh, if you're going to do it in a chanabi, but here, good. Say that. That means when I made this bracha shahak on the Yavid, it was al das, it's a black coffee. No with milk inside. Oh, now it comes with mayo. On a chanash of water can. It's a nice
apple. So what's the case of
oven? Case of oven is I have milk and I'm going to always add more milk. Oh, add more water to cool it down. That's about the robot, that's the same. He knows he's going to do it. That's Taisha. It's Taito, it's Peseda. Stuff in the case is ain't Taito in the cup.
I didn't know they did. So,
check. Oh, that's something else. No, if there would be, I thought you would have taken it. That's something else. That's for sale. Okay, this is for the longest of everybody. So let's move on weiter. Let's go to the Ikki Yisoidus, the Ikki Alokhas, the Ikki B'Tofel. Kiyo Duwa, we know, there are two different Mahalchim of Ikki B'Tofel. There's two different types of Ikki B'Tofel. We have what we call a mixture, and we have what we call an enhancer. Right, for example, a mixture we'll get to, all the different salads and cereals and ice creams and all these sorts of things. And then we have an enhancer, the Hainu, a herring on a cracker. Right, there's no mixture going on, but one enhances the other. Two separate chalokim and hilchos ikka b'tofel. Let's deal with one by one, and we'll see where we're holding over here. So number one, a mixture. What's the halacha? You have a mixture of two things, right? You have a salad. In the salad you've got, let's say, make it easy, you've got a fruit salad. You got a fruit salad with some apples and some bananas. So you got a hadoma and you got a ha'etz. What is kaveh the bracha? First of all, number one, there has to be a mixture, right? Everyone knows if you eat an apple on front of you on a plate and you eat a banana in front of you, you're not going to be making one bracha. That's a double portion, right? Two separate that. But she'inkin, when you have a mixture of two things that they're mixed together, so now it becomes one mitzvah, it requires one bracha. Shall is which one? So the first question you have to ask yourself is it considered to be a mixture? What's the gedder of a taruvus? What's the gedder of a mixture that Gabi Hilchos Brochus? The Bimigodim in the Hagdomah to Hilchos Brochus writes, it's not like Issa the Heta, Inside the head to me, no, it's a din of being nikka or ain't a nikka. If something is a mixture, I can't see the cheese in the meat. I can't see the trapez inside the kosher. It has to be that I can't see it. That's called a mixture. Over here is the prima godam, as I've asked Mishabur and Aruch HaShulchan HaAlacha. It doesn't have to be that I can't see it. A fruit salad. It's clear. This is a banana. This is an apple. This is a pear. This is an orange. Oh, but that's called a mixture. How do we touch it up as a mixture? So Aruch HaShulchan writes a modic getter. Zug the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the getter of a mixture? The getter of the Aruch HaShulchan is, you take a spoon and you dip it in, and you get both of them on one spoon. So the Aruch HaShulchan, that's called the taruvas, that's called a mixture. Mimele, if it's a mixture, it only gets one bracha. That's the sorry, dying. Something that's not a mixture gets two separate brachas. Something that's a mixture only gets one bracha. How do we touch it up, so the Aruch HaShulchan, with the spoon? Now obviously if something is cooked together, or something is baked together, that's a portion that's going to be considered to be taruvas. That's about a mixture. That any shayla whatsoever, portion. Okay. Imkei, if that's the case, a fruit salad, for example, is another parshut, right? Most times you make a fruit salad, you take a spoon, you dip in the spoon, you get a little piece of banana, you get a piece of apple, it's a mixture. As I pass him Mishavur, comes up from the Chai Adam, and the Chadam says, no. Can't be, when you have two things, and I see clearly that here's the apple and here's the banana, there's a derubus. It can't be such a thing. Can't be. So the Chai Adam in Meila, the Fishit is Chai Adam, and the Alocha brings it down at the beginning of Sifalef in her insemination base. La Alocha is the Chai Adam to Rots. Who paskins this way? Shulchan Aruch Harav, Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, the Ben Ishchai, the Menachas Elozo, Shevet Halevi. They paskin like this Chai Adam. Which means, according to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Chai Adam, Shevet Halevi, when you have two items, and each one is clear which one it is, it's not going to deliver taruvos. There's no halacha. Make up a topic. Maybe make two separate brachos. Says the mishavura, mischay adam. No. Zok the mishavura. Sofek the rabbanon. Sofek brachos the hakel. Kamele we mekel. Shita zam mishavura. It's not the mishavura. The chashulchan the pima godim. The nesikas and derech hachayim. The kesher shulchan and other achilim learn like the psak of the mishavura. And this is what Rav Svarim Echloshim bring down the halacha is like this mahalach. Which is again, Shita Samishtabura is when you have two items. I feel if you can see each one clearly, but the mice you pick them up in one spoon like the Gedda Dorah for Shulchan, it's called the Taruvas. Ikka the Topol kicks in, and then we'll have to discuss what's the aloha, what makes something the Ikka, what makes something the Topol. Aga, Zugde Be Aloha, what happens if you want to be Yaitse the Chai Adam? You want to be Yaitse the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and not be having to Dishayla? Zugde Mishabura Pasha the Eitzah, take it and squash it together. That's the eight he brings, Pima Godim. That's the eight he brings, squash it together. Now the Kuli Alma is considered to be a Taruvah, it's just a mixture. And then he gets one broth. Right, another eight, for example, as they say, is Poshet, is you get two other foods from different areas. Don't you get a Mazonis from the cupboard, and you get a Shaka from here, and you get a Hadoma from there, and you make a broth on other things. Can they give you eight to that? No, okay. Not noch eight. About Koponim La Halacha, again, Roy Preskim are going with the Mishabur La Halacha, which means when you have two items that are eaten together, that are mixed together, that is one big mixture, it's an ikka the top of Shaila, and one bracha is made.
Taking out
something to help pastures, no. According to that, no. Unless you have a suffix what it is, you have a suffix which one is the Roy, that we'll get to. But pastures, taking out is not so pastures to help, because again, according to Mishabur, it is Irichta Kitaruvas. It's not going to help because already the topple already ki'ilu lost its bracha. So to take it out and make a hadoma on it could be a bracha levatola because it really is a shahakah.
Put it in different
plates. That may be. If you take it out in gans and totally separate, that's posh, it would help, yeah. But take it out and eat it straight away, lav dafka is going to help. Lav dafka. That's a shahakah. Okay, so that's the maisa over there. So what about like this? How about if a person has on a plate in front of him some meat, some chicken, and some potatoes? One bracha or two brachas? No, what's the halacha? L'chayah. If you what we're saying right now, afidah v'shulchan, how many brachas you made? Two. What's the shayla? This is chicken and this is potatoes. Zul b'Yakov Kamenetsky zatzal in the Sefer Emunah of Yaakov, Moedik Chiddush. He tines, you make one bracha. What's the shayla? He says when you eat them, you eat them together. This is what I'm eating for supper. I'm eating a piece of meat and I put on the spoon a piece of potato. Zul b'Yakov Kamenetsky l'halacha, you make one bracha. Learn that it's a tremendous Chiddush. It's mamish mishtimus haloshen agadoyim poskim loy matzino such a thing. No shamanu anybody does this. The meis the psak is like the chashulchan, which means a mixture is only something that when you put your spoon in, you get both meaning together. And by the way, Shlomo Zalman writes that when you do this ikka b'tocha, which we'll get to the ikka, what's the tocha? We'll have to discuss that. Always make sure that the first spoonful has a bit of both on the spoon. Me example, when you have on your fruit salad and you're baking eight, because that's the roi, look, very good. But make sure there's a piece of banana on there also. As I pass with Shem Azam and Allah. But I've got if we're passing at the Mishabura, I'll be the Ged of the Shulchan, you have a mixture, you have two different foods, two different brothers, you make one brother. That's kosher. Good. What are the klal? So now we've got a mixture in front of us. We have two foods, two different brothers, mixture. No, what do we do now? We have to decide which one's the ikar, which one's the tafel. How do we decide? So again, Afi Gemara's, Rishayim, Shulchan Aruch, Ein Shomer Sam Rishi Beis, all of these as well, Shutim Ad Ma'oit, is as well. Two basic klalim in Hilchos Ikar V'Tochel. Number one, Basar Roiv. Number two, Basar Mezainis. Right, so let's start with Roiv. Let's start with Roiv. We always go Basar Roiv with a mixture. I have a mixture in front of me. And the Roiv is whatever it is. It's Hadom, it's Ha'et, it's Ha'akol, it's Ha'et, it's Ha'akol. And I'm going to be making the bracha on that, right? So the shayla is, right, for example, a fruit salad. Don't take a fruit salad. You got roiv, apples, more than bananas. You're going to be making an eight on the fruit salad. No, no shayla, salmon. Take some on the spoon, make sure you get the banana, and they're also good. What happens if it's not clawed together? Meaning, does the roiv of the ear have to be a roiv that's clear to me? This is the roiv. But someone looks at the salad and says, ah, roiv or eights. Or is the pshat 51% is good enough? Right, you ask the cook, you ask the chef, what lemaisa did you put in? They'll tell you when I put one or two more pieces of apple. I counted the pieces. I counted how many apples on the counter, and I placed into your bowl one more piece of apple than banana. What's that law? 51%. So there are poskim that hold you go bust a roiv that's nick in the eye, right? To see it. Other roiv poskim don't hold that way. Roiv means roiv, even technically, even if you don't see it. In the main level, it's 51%. That's a roiv. You make a bracha on whatever the roiv is. Ah. This roiv, by the way, doesn't always work. Let me give an example. Steak salad. What bracha do you make on a steak salad? No, so only by special. You go to a restaurant, Zedus, so I had to discuss once with Zul Obach the Shaila. So first I explained to him a restaurant and why people go, could not understand why the Oilim goes to a restaurant. I don't understand, they can't eat in the house. I know you're there, Bachla. But I met this Ayidu, grew up in Rav Shlomo Zalman's house, Ayidu grew up in Rav Yashar's house. A restaurant, what's a restaurant? The Seyla, Akopon. Once we got past that stage, we go into the Shaila, the steak salad. So I explained to him, I don't understand. He said, what's the shayla? You go bust the roi. You go to Hadom, you go to Shaka, you go bust the roi. What's the shayla? Roi, if it's going to be steak, I don't know which restaurant you're going to. Roi, if it's zich, it's going to be vegetables, right? I ain't suffering the dog. Bosh, roi, if it's vegetables. 1 second, you're paying 100 shekel for some vegetables? You're paying for the steak. In Cain, the ikka, kilu, the most chashuv in this bowl over here, is the steak. But the roi is the salad. So I have a steal. What I do now? So he told me in this case, and in many other cases that we'll discuss, is the yotzim in a klal that you make what you make two brachas. Here you can make two brachas. And hanami is a tarubis, and the maybe ikavatov kicks in. Or both of the here, it's not clear what it is. And forget the steak, which is the meat, is zichra the one that's more chashuv. And about that, we're going to be making two brachas on such a thing. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem many more different examples as well of different things that we'll see. Sometimes there are a mixture of a kaponim. We'll be making two brachas in that case. So again, double portion, you have something that's a mixture, you go bust it right, weiter, mezoinis. Here the Gemara tells us in Mufurish, kol sheyesh bo mechamish is aminim b'boruch halav, azoy paskin ha'aloch and shulchan aruch and seven reish chesiv tes, the halacha is that when you have something of some mezoinis inside the tarubas, automatically, I don't care how much of a meat it is, unless we'll see exceptions, it's going to become the ikka, always we'll be making mezoinis on that. Right, what's the pshat? The chashivas of mezoinis. Mimela pizet, you have a salad, and in the salad you've got some pieces of pasta, or whatever it may be. So again, I feel if the meat is the pasta, and the roiv is the vegetables, you'll rather be making it out in mezoinis on that salad without a double portion. Cholent, for example, it's the same chayla, right? You've got roiv, potatoes, meat, whatever, but since you've got some barley hanging around over there, if it's a nice amount, not a small amount, you'll be making a mezoinis on the ganzes out. Yeah.
And the
click
chocolate batter is a clear.
We'll get to that. Let's move on. Sushi. Right, sushi. Grace of Shaila. I remember I was in Manchester giving a shiur in Hilchos Brachos about maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was. We discussed the Shaila upon many of Ikar V'Tochel. One of the Shailas we mentioned was sushi. So I realized after a few minutes of discussing the Shaila, the Olim was looking at me, pressure with their mouths open, like, what are you talking about? And then pressure, we explained it, right? Baruch Hashem, Olim Bais. What is sushi? Right, so Zul Obach told me that after he came back from Lakewood on his first visit to Lakewood, she said the Moshchiach Shaila was the Shaila. What bracha do you make on sushi? So Baruch Hashem, I'd spoken to him a few times before, so he knew exactly what sushi was. It was my Baruch Hashem. But he said, this is the Moshkei Shaila. In Lakewood, that's what they want to know. What bracha do you make on sushi? No, right. Sushi is a very shver shaila. A very shver shaila, because you've got the fish, yeah? And you've got...
An explanation for the sushi.
the Ulu Weiss is it happened again 5 years later. I can say it in another 5 years time. 5 years time change. Sushi is raw fish. Yeah? So a Heimish company, you don't even buy the kitchen. It's a machayim. You can open up a restaurant without a kitchen. It's meyudik. Right? Because you have a fish that's not even cooked. And wrap it around it, vegetables. I've never eaten it. Meyudik. Rice, vegetables, seaweed that's hopefully got no toloim in it. And all these sorts of things over there. Whatever it is, it's a ganze mish. What the shayla is, what bracha do you make on such a thing? Right? So what are you going to tell me? As mashela, it's mazonis. Mazonis always wins. Kol sheyesh bo, but a gemara. Comes on norecha shulchan, says klicha. 1 minute. Kol sheyesh bo is by richtige mazonis. Chamish is a minimum, so you take me gemara. So the norecha shulchan, right? Good, we give it a din of a mazonis. Mask it. Oh, but it's not a real mazonis, it's a fake mazonis. In game, the mazonis in our rights hasn't got the din of an ikka, and hasn't got a din of kol sheyesh bo, and therefore do not automatically assume that the mazonis always wins in a piece of sushi. Now it depends. If you go to a cheap place and they give you a piece of fish that you have to take out one of your glasses and have a look where it is and what it looks like, say that has a double posh in mana double, then make a brok on that. Or if there's a little nice choshev amount of fish wrapped in a bit of vegetables, again, depends on how much is there, depends on not there, depends on what the choshev, whatever's the right, whatever's more choshev. One thing is you have to be careful is the fried sushi, right? Hashem, fried sushi now, I don't know why they have fried sushi, right? Poshet sushi, the whole garden sushi is not cooked. Now they fry it, so they've got a steel, what's the point of there? Oh, but they have fried sushi that's provided in matzah meal, like a schnitzel. If it's a very thick coating, that's what they tell me. If it's a thick coating, then a nachanam, you're probably making the zonis in the whole thing. Good, let's go back. So that's the sushi.
What's the shveshayla?
What's the shveshayla?
What is
no, because it could be I have a nice piece of fish with a nice amount of vegetable. What do I do now? Equal.
No,
yeah, sure.
What do you do in the
Yeah?
What if you like
the
rice?
Doesn't make a difference. You haven't got dinner in the mosaics.
It's called liquor.
That's what they say, right? Yeah, pastures. Let's move on. Next. So we did the sushi shayla. Next. A famous chef's secret is the following. You ever went to a place and you got, this is Mama's secret, they told me not to tell anybody. Oh, but it's going to be tell you, tell you, so anybody must know about all the secrets. They make, you ever went to a place and they're serving tuna, right? And it's very nice, it's actually very light. Sometimes you go to a place and it's like, oh, it's very nice. How did they make this? It's Mama's geschmack. It hasn't got that heavy, you know, fishy taste. It's very filling. It's Mama's geschmack. So one of the big secrets is they take the leftover bread, white bread, from yesterday, they crumble it down, they put it into the tuna with the oil, they let it sit there and soak up all the oil, and then they mish it around. So what you're eating really is a tuna sandwich, without even knowing it. It's a shayla you have to wash on such a thing. It's a shayla, depending how big the pieces are, we discussed that previously, where the pasta loses its form, pakashim pas, but the bottom of the maize, you have to know, that's a very, very, very shver shayla. Very shver shayla. Because there they're putting it in as beer, they're putting it in for a person to get full. They're not putting it in ladavit, which we'll get to, which we'll discuss with the mazonis afterwards. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Dalet, if the mazonis is put in with the tam ulas beer, then it's going to get to the inner kol sheyesh bo. That means, if the mazonis is put in to fill a person up, or the geschmack of the taste of the mazonis, then you have a dinner kol sheyesh bo. Masha'en can have the mazonis there for any other reason. For example, as a decoration, it will never be kol sheyesh bo. So for example, let's say you take a salad, right? Very shkia, you have salad, and you sprinkle in a bit of croutons. Or you have a soup, and you sprinkle on the top a couple of croutons just to make it look for decoration, make it look nice. You make a mazonis, kol sheyesh bo, zichanish. Why? Because here we don't have the dinner kol sheyesh bo. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Dalet, Mishavu, Kamu Bekoimus as well, also over here in Reish Dalet, Mish Ches, Reish Dalet, other places tells us Klah, that it has to be a situation that the Mizonis is put in Latah, or Lazvia, but Ike Vatah, Mashenka is put there Ladabik, huh? We'll get to it. I'm not going to say it in a moment, but we'll get to Berich. As a kapanim, if you're putting in ladabek just to stick things together, then you do not make a mazonis. If you put it for the tam, you do. So we make, for example, they put flour in licorices, right? So unless it's a lot, some of them are the black ones, some of them, but in the red ones they put only a small amount. Aye, flour, l'choy v'kosher yesh boy, but l'maisa, it's already such a small amount, it's only in a ladabek, it's not there for the tam, it's not there for the al-zbiyah, and therefore you do not make a mazonis. Who are With a kegel, you have an apple kegel sometimes, right? Again, we're not talking about a cake. So I'm just a kegel, and they put in it flour. Why do you put flour? Because if you push it, take apples and grate it down and put it in the oven, you're going to get a baked apple. So what do? You add some flour, some eggs, push it, not to make it into a cake, just to give it a bit of substance to it, right? To give it a hold. So that's the dabik. The dabik, you do not make a mezonos on it, and that's obviously it's a lot of flour. Lefizeh, what's the shail on a shnitzel? Is there any habamina to make a shahakal on a shnitzel? Mishavu says in three places that I found, if the mezonos is put latam, then it's mezonos. What do I have over here? I have a piece of chicken. I coated it in this mezonos, right? What's it put there for? It's put there just for latam. Is there any other reason why you put it there? You put it there latam. Is there any habamina not to make a mezonos on such a thing? Posh the mezonos. The feed of mishavu come and become it's the mezonos. Whoa! It gets the mezonos. Call she H boy. It's gonna help you. You have a bayah. You say it's a three mishaburas in our chayim. Every time you eat a shitzin, make a shako. So a pazva chesha ve'eva wants to tie them. Moedir chedesh. The chefs tuck a tie them this way. They say that the reason why they put the breadcrumbs is posh it so it shouldn't stick to the pan. Good, very nice. Of a bizman hazeh, tiny, toshanayin hay, it's not a gay. Why? Because we have Teflon. Teflon frying pan, probably going to stick anyway. So that tiny zikha doesn't go anymore. So what are we going to say? They're going to say a big yisod in office ikibatov. And that is, I'm eating a piece of chicken right now. Good, there happens to be a beautiful taste around it that makes it crunchy, that makes it taste nice, whatever. Oh, I'm eating chicken right now. I'm eating a piece of chicken with a nice taste. Rav Vosna Shem Talevi uses a different lotion. He says it's like a klipa. It's not like a peel around it. MK, I'm eating chicken with a peel. Good. So the mice, we have a very stark tzad, and that was the pesach la'aloch, is to make a shahakal on a piece of shnitzel. Apart from Rav Yashiv, if you do it, it's nicer. Everybody knows. They went to Rav Yashiv, and they asked Rav Yashiv's tzad, look, what more can I make in a shnitzel? Shnitzel? What's the shayla? You eat it techasuna? Somebody takes a schnitzel stum and eats a schnitzel? Like somebody doesn't sit down, kaveh suda, with lechem, with bread, and he sits and eats. What's up, just picks up a schnitzel? Tell these people, right? I've discussed this many, many times, right? They've got bench, you know, they've got fleischophobia. I don't want to be fleischer because maybe I'll have to have some ice cream or some chocolate. I can't eat the chicken soup. You ask someone, you want to wash? No. Well, they're at the bench. Nobody wants the bench. Mimela, that's the case. Was the case at the moment? So nowadays, we eat schnitzel stum. Oh, but the Russian Pasha couldn't understand it. We've seen it was not telling me. Pasha couldn't understand the shayla. Who eats a schnitzel stum? It's a snack. It's a food. You sit down. You make bread. You eat. Akapon Rav Nachshon Halal Alocha LeMaisis Kadinu Mezonos. Of a very person holds it's a shackle unless you go to a place and they serve you as a thin. You know they take the schnitzel, they bang it down just like a thin piece, and they put a thick coating around it. Oh, then another now it comes down to Mezonos. Of a very person, it's not going to be that way. Especially if it's homemade, it's going to be a shackle without any shayla. Lefizeh soup, right? Very shkiach shayla. You have a bowl of vegetable soup, or chicken soup, and you've got some lokshen in there, or you've got some croutons in there. What bracha are you making now? So I have a mixture of two things. The din of kol she'yeshbo tells me what? Tells me that I have to make a mezonos. Hold on a second. What am I eating? I'm eating lokshen? I'm eating croutons? No. I'm eating soup. This is my soup course. I have my soup spoon in my hand. I'm eating soup! Happens to me, there's also mezonos. Mimei lefizeh, you're going to be making two brachas. On this, you're making two brachas. Very good. Oh, but you can't tell me that I'm eating mezonos right now. I'm eating soup.
Like the bar in the chun.
It's different. That becomes one michael. A chun is one big mush. It's one big michael. Hanami, if you've got a chun with huge potatoes, big meat, and a few barley hanging on the side of it, then you'll make separate brachas. Oh, but achzah, koshavah, Hungarian chun, everything is one big mishmash. You make one bracha again. Mashayim about the soup. To tell me that I'm making mezonos on the croutons is shver. If you're putting one or two croutons, that's the chlal no mezonos. If you're stuffing at the kid, you stuff the lokshen and the croutons in, say, like, would you like some soup with your lokshen? Would you like some soup with your croutons? Then I must even make a mezonos on that. Oh, but the regular mala mensch, no? He takes a little bit of lokshen, a little bit of croutons, still got an in. That's a bad one, you make two brachas.
Why
does it say it should be the bottle because it's not a dabik? No, it's not a decoration, it's not a dabik. It's delatam. I'll give you a murder example. A fellow called me from England one time. This is Moti Kashida. He said his wife made shepherd's pie. Don't know about shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie is two layers. A layer of meat, choshuva layer of meat, choshuva layer of potato. Stamazon, what could you make of such a thing? So Elim Taina was the Shaila, both are Shahakal anyway, right? Because mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, Shem Yerachim. About it, we know Nishta Zoyna, Boch Hashem, we know one is Hadoma, one is a Shahakal. Pashas, you have to make two brachas. Each one is Choshev B'fnei Atzma, if you do this, cook together. Oh, but there's a Hashivas, unless one is thinner than the other, good. So he tells me like this, says to me, Moedigah case, says to me that his wife normally crunches up the top, nice crispy on the top. Unfortunately, no, this time she didn't manage. He didn't call me about Hilchos Gittin. He called me Stam Hilchos Brochos. No, she didn't manage to crisp it up. What's the halacha if he takes a bunch of croutons and he sprinkles the croutons on the top to make it crunchy? What's the halacha in this case? Right? Christ, I don't know why he's going to do that with his rice cookie, but that's what he wanted to do. The Maisa, does he make a mezonis in such a thing or not? Lachaya, what's he putting the mezonis there for? For the mezonis shabbat? For the tam of the mezonis? Or for the crunch? Poshi, he likes to have the crunch when he eats the potatoes. He doesn't eat it plain. I don't know why. He thinks it's soggy. Oh, but he wants to eat the crunch. Same shot would be with ice cream. You have ice cream with pieces, you know, in America they have cookie dough. I'm not talking about the raw one. I'm the cooked cookie dough, right? You have this nice, crunchy, nice cookies inside. And it's inside the ice cream. What are they putting this in there for? If, most of the time, they're putting it there for the time. Putting it for the time of other koshi yeshkoi. You make it as well. And that's such ice cream. That's a double portion, right? Same thing when you're doing with that. You have a yogurt. You have a yogurt. Sometimes you spill in all these nice, fancy chocolates with mezonis and all these zachen inside, right? So, then you'll be making a mezonis on such a yogurt. But like a problem in this case over here, where the only reason why he put the croutons in was kidei to get the crunch, but not for the tam shaboy. So Nachanami, in that case, he'll be making only a shout. Another example is they have in Simchas now they serve mini. I don't know if Adam saw this. They have mini burgers. Have mini mezonis rolls, right? And they cut them open inside, they put a burger inside, they push it, serve it at a reception. Before chuppah, after chuppah, whatever it may be. What book could you make of such a thing, right? So, the frumos go out and tell go to wash, and they come back, and they sit down like a mensch, and they eat it properly. Oh, but if you're making mezonis on such a thing, Lutz, there's such a thing called mezonis bread, I don't know. Let's say there is, and you're making mezonis such a thing. Hold on, I've got mezonis on the bread, and I've got shahak on the burger. What do I do now? There's two brothers. If it's a thin piece of meat in the middle, like a salami sandwich, good. I can tell you that in Echanami, the mezonis is zikha the ikka, and the salami gives a ta'am, gives a nice geschmacka taste of the bread. But over here, the big fat, that's a piece of meat there in the middle, very hard to say that it becomes tofel in that case, and it could be you have to make to go out a krembo. Krembo is also a tremendous shayla, right? Nobody here eats a krembo, right? It's a shayla, what to tell the kids, right? Who's a krembo over here? Is the mice, don't know what a krembo is? We should have put in examples. We should have put in examples. Krembo's mezonis in the bottom, covered with this wonderfully healthy cream on the top. No, what's that halacha? Huh? Oh, so we wrote a post container that the answer, what are the kids eating it for? They're eating it for the cream. Well, so we get to the bottom, there's this mezonis there. They're normally stale, by the way, by the time they make it. They only make it once a year. By the time you eat it, it's stale. Maybe it's time you're eating it a bite. It's bottled. That's reason number one. Reason number two is, we'll get to it later, is when something is used only to hold up something else, there's also tofel left, even if it's mezonis. Right? The Gemara. Right? We'll discuss this. The Gemara says, Mufurish. Person eats herring, right? And it's pressure too strong for him. So he takes a piece of challah. Pressure a piece of challah. And he takes the challah, dips it into the herring, he makes a broch on the challah. Ah, he's eating challah. Terence says, the only thing has a tofel. It's tofel.
But the burger is only using the bread.
Not so sure. Nah, he takes the whole burger when he begins to be schmuck. He eats the whole two pieces of lamb and eat it together. That's the mind.
But he wants
mezonis
as well.
Yeah, he wants both? Good. He wants both? Labdatka. Because if the meat is so choshev in the middle, it's like the steak salad.
It's
depends how big it is.
Ice cream in the cone.
Oh, ice cream in the cone we have to get to. Oh, ice cream in the cone needs a whole shape of the answer. We'll get to it. Not today. Today's for next week. It's Mama Shasugia. Hold on with the ice cream until next Monday. Okay, everybody, so let's just finish up with a couple more nekudas here. And that is, there's another chedik of ikka v'tofel. Deval will be discussing one chedik of this is what makes brachas so gishmak. Everyone gets hungry, come after this, Mama should come home. I'm a chai, what's in the cupboard, what's in the freezer? Have a look what's going on. It's like a bottom of two chalakim of ikka v'tofel. Chedik number one we just did, which is a taruvus, a mixture. We go basaroi, but we go basamazoins. Now we have a different chedek. Now here the Shulchan Aruch Rav Agav says, Shulchan Aruch Rav's shita holds that only if something is cooked or baked together, then it has a din of a mixture. If it's not cooked or baked together, I feel if I can't recognize it, Shulchan Aruch Rav holds it's not a din of a mixture. But I can point him in this chedek of Ikka V'Tofel, here the Shulchan Aruch Rav is maskim that by the case of Ikka V'Tofel, of what we call an enhancer, something that makes something else more gishmak, Zeh Nechanami. Everybody's maskim it's a din of Ikka V'Tofel. What are we dealing with? Here we're dealing with two separate entities, right? The dugma, the ice cream and the coke, the herring on the cracker, right? All these sorts of things. There's no mixture. Nothing is mixed together. Nothing is, you just put one to the other to make one more gishmak. What's the halacha? It says four halakim of this type of ikka b'tochel. Number one, a double poshet. If you have two foods, and one of the foods is clearly becoming there to make the other one better, that's a tochel. The dugma, take a bereka, and you pour over the bereka mushroom sauce. And that's poshet, right? Everyone knows that the mushroom sauce is toppled to the bereka. Another example, you take a cracker, and you smear on the cracker some jam, or some peanut butter, or chocolate spread, whatever it is. Poshet, this is the chocolate spread is toppled, because again, it's two things, one is enhancing the other, another that becomes toppled. You have a chocolate bar. In the chocolate bar comes with a couple of almonds hanging around over there. You make a broch on the almonds, zikhanish, why not? Because the almonds are there to give a geschmack to the chocolate. Good. Next, you have pieces of fruit hanging around in the yogurt, right? What's it there for? It's a geschmack, it's nice, it makes it good, it makes it taste nice, it's a crunch, whatever. Again, all of these situations will have rather be tough. That's poshut. So that's sugya number one. If one is coming to make the other one more geschmack, I want it also automatically a tough. Sugya number two is decoration. If one item is only there for decoration, then in economic it's also tofel. For example, you have a carrot on top of a piece of the filter fish. You have a cherry on top of a chocolate mousse or on top of a piece of ice cream or cake, whatever it may be. You have croutons in a salad for decoration. In all of these cases, I think if it's a mezonos, it's going to be a din of tofel because it is a decoration. Agav, remember, we haven't got to halacha because we're not going to have time today, but the next week, Be'ez Hashem, we have to discuss the shayla. If I have a tofel and I eat it first, what bracha does it get? Ramah tells us it loses the bracha. We'll discuss it. Sugya number three is if it's too strong. If it's too strong for you, it also gets a din of a tofel. Ludug herring. Person, for example, likes herring. Oh, but he poshet can't eat herring by itself. It's too salty, it's too strong for him. So why does he take the cracker? The whole kavanah of the cracker is in order because it's too strong. Poshet can't eat the herring by itself, it's too slimy, it's too herringy, whatever. So he takes the cracker for that. He's not interested in the cracker, he's not hungry for the cracker, he doesn't want the cracker. He poshet has it kedei to eat the herring. In that case, vada, you ever saw people in a kiddush? It's like Sfiris Oimer, right? Sfiris Oimer is something by Mary, but everyone looks at something. Which night is it? You're looking at whatever someone else is saying or something. Here's the same thing. I say it by a kiddush, Murdy. Eating the cracker, like, if he's a person that knows the halachas, right? One doesn't know halachas, he just eats, right? Like a dying fish is it. Nobody thinks anymore nowadays, they just eat. Oh, but upon him, if someone knows what he's doing, say, you ever saw someone, they're probably looking at somebody else, like, what can you make? It's not going to help. Because his kavanah could be this way, my kavanah could be something else, his kavanah is something else. So maybe everyone is different. Akaponim, if that's the reason why you're having a cracker, just about it's going to be a din of a tofel, and you do not make a bracha on that. And the last one is, if it's only there to hold it up. Dahin, they didn't bring the fork set into the kitchen, into the place for the kiddush. I push one either hand, right? Oh, so I take it a cracker. I don't want the cracker. I'm not hungry for the cracker. But the only reason I'm having the cracker is for the fork. So now I have the shayla of better to the end of a tof. Now again, if you want the cracker as well, so you have to make another brok of mezonos, which you probably make anywhere in the kiddush mok of suda. I just said that, but I'll compel it in a case where he didn't, in a case where Stam, you go to an engagement, you go to a chasna, you go to a shemur, because the priest and this, not the other, and they got things over there, and I'll not be in that case. Cheesecake, for example, is this shayla. Cheesecake, if you have, the dugma, a thin layer of cake on the bottom, which is only there to call it a cake. Really, you want to serve cheese, right? Hanukkah, for example. It commits to say, yo, cheesecake, very good. So you have the cheesecake, but you can't possibly give someone a slab of cheese, so you put in like a nice mezonos on the bottom. Now you can serve it as a piece of cake. In that case, the mezonos pashas will be bottled or be toffled. You do not require mezonos such a thing, because then it's only there to hold up the cheese in that case. The last shayla, which we're not getting to now, is the shayla of the ice cream cone, which is extremely shver shayla. But you have to understand, the gedoli achroi, gedoli poiskim, who mamash were holding in kol ha-toyu kula, were writing tshuvas on ice cream cones and ice creams. Moedik azah. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go through that. We'll go through the shayla of eating a toffle first, and then we'll talk about coffee and tea, and we'll see the toyu chasuda, Be'ez Hashem.
What is the book that's going to be?